Grace to you, mercy and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
It was the third day since the events that Christians have come to know as Good Friday. It took place on the road from Jerusalem, although we're not sure where Emmaus was. It is clear that it was the way that they were going. Two followers, the Bible describes them as disciples, Cleopas and another, were on their way. Not the way to or by Jesus, but on their way out of town. At the very least, away from those who had crucified their Lord. Most likely on the way to pick up their lives again. They were intent on their journey, but not so intent that they were unwilling to have a stranger join them on the road. But intent nonetheless, so absorbed on their journey that they didn't recognize what should have been a familiar face in their midst. It's not really as simple as that. But the complexity is for another sermon. Nonetheless, just as food for thought, think of yourself completely absorbed, unable to look beyond yourself, with everything nice and filed up and weigh in categories. It's just possible that you would fail to recognize someone who, after all, is supposed to be dead. That's pretty far beyond our usual categories of recognition. And we have the most amazing conversation. Hey guys, what are you talking about? Don't you know anything? Everyone is talking about the same thing these days. What things, Jesus asks, about Jesus of Nazareth, the prophet, and about the authorities who had him killed, responded one of the one-time followers of the Nazarene. And we had hoped that he was the one who would deliver us and bring us life. And now he's dead. And it's been 3 days. That is to say that he really is dead after 3 days, of course. What's more, some of those hysterical, women are spreading around a tale that his body is missing and, well, that he is risen. And Jesus began to berate them for not understanding. He taught from the scriptures. He taught from the Hebrew scriptures. He tried to make them understand all that this would come to mean. But understand it, they did not. And then they finally arrived at Emmaus, with no more idea what was going on than they had started with when they left Jerusalem. But they invited their fellow traveler to stay with them, for after all, it was evening, it would be dark, and you know about the road. And so they sat down to eat dinner. And at dinner, Jesus took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them, and they understood. They knew him. They recognized him at that moment. He offered them food. He offered them what we have come to know as Holy Communion. And in that instant, they recognized, they knew who he was. And then they told him what had happened on the road and how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread. The Lord is risen. First of all, note that Jesus did not meet them on the way. Well, yes, of course he met them on the way, but they didn't recognize him. So Jesus took the bread and blessed the bread and broke it and gave it to them, and they understood. They recognized him. He offered them food. He offered them what he had always offered him. The Lord is risen. You know, of course, that he met them on the way and recognized him. So Jesus, they remembered. He had before taken bread and blessed bread and given it to them. He had done it on Maundy Thursday, but he had done it when he fed the 5,000. He would do it again on Easter Sunday when he fed other disciples on the beach. He blessed, he broke, and he gave. And so I want to say, I even must say, it precisely that way. If you want to recognize Jesus, if you want to feel Jesus, if you want to see Jesus, do communion. They are tempting to say the way, I believe it, but the way is through communion, when Jesus offers himself. It's really tempting to turn this into a do this program, into a command. But it's not a command. It's a promise that whenever two or three of you are gathered in my name, do this to remember me. It will be for you my body. It will be for you my blood. My presence. And again, the preacher in me wants to turn that into a roadmap, into a program. But it's really just that simple. Jesus will make himself known to you. The best thing that you can do is to break free from the trap of expectations. Look up from the map in your lap. Look up from the cell phone. And expect to be surprised. I want to say expect Jesus, but that may be misleading. Think about those 5,000. Think about the Lord's Supper. And think about those two disciples who met Jesus on the road and recognized him only when he took the bread and broke the bread and gave it to them as the bread of life. Expect Jesus, but more than that, open your heart to his presence for you and in you in the breaking of bread. And may God fill you with faith, fill you with grace, and fill you with assurance that Christ is risen, and so shall we. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.